turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 19. Isaiah chapter 19. We're going to read two verses, 19 and 20. And it reads us, in that day, there will be an altar to the Lord in the heart of Egypt, and a monument to the Lord at its border. It will be the sign and witness to the Lord Almighty in the land of Egypt. When they cry out to the Lord because of their oppressors, he will send them a savior and defender, and he will rescue them. Amen. This morning, we briefly want to speak on the theme, in times like these, you need a savior. In times like these, you need a savior. Isaiah 19:19-20. Let us pray. Father God, we come before you this hour. Dear Lord, we are weak. But I say, Lord, speak through us this hour. That someone will not see Reverend CC in this pulpit, but they will see Jesus. Holy Ghost fire. We say, thank you, Lord, for what you have already done. And that you will continue to do in this service and hereafter. God the Father, the Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. We bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And from our own family back home. For those of you that are worshiping with Shiloh Baptist Church on this Mission Sunday, we want to welcome you on behalf of our pastor, officers, and members of this church. We say welcome to Shiloh, and feel free. We know that today is Mission Sunday. But when you get a call or text message at work at 8 p.m. and you have to get home by 12 to start working on sermon, it is difficult to come up with missions, but God is in control. Amen? But we want to honor this particular group today. The missions. You may not know your own history, but the late Dora Thomas said the first adopted child daughter came from Liberia, one Elizabeth Anderson, that Shiloh Baptist Church adopted. So we want to salute you on behalf of the people of Liberia for bringing one of our daughters to the United States. Honor Shiloh Baptist Church. We say, Shiloh, we love you and thank you. Thank you for accepting us. Amen. And to our own pastor, I know he's somewhere, he's here in spirit. To my pastor, Reverend Ashford, we say, may God continue to guide you as you travel through your journey, as you proclaim God's message. May God continue to lead you. In Jesus' name, you and your family. In times like these, you need a savior. It was hard for me to come up with a team. But analyzing our own situation now, what we as a church, as individuals, what we are going through, Maybe somebody may be sitting here and say, well, nothing wrong with me, I'm okay. But for me, I'm not okay. I'm not. So that little voice came and said, Rabbi, right now we need a savior. There's nothing else. Only the savior we need. But I began to search as I went through my research, the song, in times like these. I'm told that this song was composed during World War II, when war was all over the land. The people were desperate. They were hungry. They were unhappy. I don't know whether you know about war, but we who from Liberia who know about war, because when war is going on, you even know your own children, because no food, everybody running. I said when World War II was going on, and this was in 1943, I'm told that this woman, a pastor wife and a housewife from Pennsylvania by the name of Ruth Jones, she drew to the book, 2 Timothy chapter 3. And when she read that chapter, she began to compose the song in her head. And when she said, in times like these, we need a savior. She said, in times like these, we need a savior. I don't know, according to this research, they say maybe Hebrews chapter 6, 19 inspired her when she composed this song. And in the song, she said, this hope we have as an anchor of the soul. My beloved, let us analyze what's happening in our community, in our nation, around here, in social media, and all around us, everywhere, not only America. Can't you see? Can't you smell? Can't you hear what's happening in our community? Among ourselves as a church, within our own families, around the world, what are we hearing? What are we watching? What are we talking about? But I come this hour with a question. Who do we turn to? Who do we turn to? Where can we find the answer? Where? Can the pastor give you the answer? Can your mama give it to you? Where do we get our answer? And that's why the songwriter says, in times like these, you need a savior. Yes, we need a savior. Who is the savior that we are talking about? We are talking about the one who delivers us from trouble, from our sins, from judgment. Usually we refer to him as Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I begin to search the Bible, because that's what I believe in. I don't believe in other books that people write. I believe in the Holy Bible because I want to know the truth from the Holy Bible. So I turn to the book of Matthew. When I turn to Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, my Bible tells said, in that day, there will be an altar to the Lord in the heart of Egypt, and a movement to the Lord, and it's good. It will be a sign and witness to the Lord Almighty in the land of Egypt. He said, when they cry out to the Lord because of their oppressors, he will send them a savior, a defender. Oh, my beloved, somebody may ask, why Egypt? Why is it that God will be there for Egypt or for the people of Assyria? Why? Sometimes we wonder when God blessing some of us, blessing our friends, and we look at them and say, but that person is a sinner. That person who go to church, that person just don't look like us. Why is it that God blessing that person? Today I want to say to you that God can bless anybody. Just how he blessed Egypt, because he said and he promised. He said, what are you from the north? What are you from the south? He said, every knee shall bow and confess that I am Lord. Maybe you have not seen it, but I have heard Muslims. I said Muslims. 1995, I was in Kenya doing volunteer work, and we were arrested because they were looking for bandits, and they put us in a little cell in the hotel. And then I heard the Muslims started asking, those that could not pray, they started asking, do we have Rari in this place? Do we have Rari in this place to pray for us? And one of the girls, because we went for Girl Scout, one of the girls looked at me and said, Sissy, you are Rari. I said, no, I'm not a Rari, because when I was praying, y'all were making fun out of me. It's time for you to pray. And then I heard a Muslim pray. Call it on Jesus. Jesus come and save us. Jesus come and rescue us. And right there, the UN came and got us out of there. It was Jesus. It was not Muhammad. It was Jesus. Oh, the name of Jesus. Yes. In times like these. I said, in times like these, you need a savior. Christ is the savior for all. His salvation become effective for those who trust him. When you are in distress, call on him. When the glory is dark, call on him. When the doctor said to you, there is no way, my dear brother or sister, call on him. I said, when friends, relatives, turn their backs away from you, call on him. When you are lonely, I begin to start asking questions. Why me this time? Call on the name Jesus. I say, in the times of trouble, call on him. I heard David in the book of Psalm 28, calling on the Lord. I say, calling on the Lord, because he had trouble everywhere. Wickedness was showing from every corner. So David said, although I have found myself in a leather cage, that my friends have become my enemies, that I have nowhere to turn to, but I know that there is a God that when I turn to, he will be my friend. Lord, I heard David through the eyes of faith say in Psalm 28, to you I call, O Lord, my rock. Do not turn a deaf ear to me. For if you remain silent, I will let those who have gone down to the pit. Yes. Oh, I begin to search. And then the song came to me. No better, I can't sing, so I'm not even singing. Amen. Amen. Yeah, it's a blessing. And then, through this, yes, time of trouble and weakness. I heard Marty Robbins singing this song. She wrote this song. On the wings of a snow white dove, God sends his pure sweet voice. It sounds from above on the wings of a dove. When trouble surrounds us, when evil come, the body grows weak, the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, he does not forget, but he sent us his love. He sent down his love on the wings. I said on the wings. On the wings of the dove. Oh, church, in times like these, when you are feeling sick and deserted, he is your savior. Yes, he remains by your bedside. Do I have awareness in this place? Do I have awareness in this place? Can somebody shout and say, my God remains by my bedside. Oh, yes, my God remains by my bedside. In times like this, when you cannot find your way out, when you pray, and you can't get no answer, and you are still waiting, he is your savior. I say he is your savior. I say he is your savior. And that word when Ruth composed this song and say, in times like this, you need a savior. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anger hurts and grabs a solid rock. I said this rock is Jesus. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. Be very sure. Your anger hurts and grabs the solid rock. Oh, this rock is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. And that word I heard David say, I heard David say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord, the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I fear? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Dead and honor besiege me. Oh, that said, my God is here. In times that did, my God is there. Oh, yes. In times like these, in times like these, Jesus, I said Jesus, tell somebody Jesus, I said Jesus, he is my solid rock, he is the rock that I stand, he is my solid rock, my beloved, we need a savior, a true friend. Do you know him today? Have you found a man called Jesus? Have you found Jesus? Or are you still looking? Are you still playing church? I said, my beloved, we cannot play church. We cannot act. I have to say, we love one another. We can't stay in the pulpit and talk about love when we don't love other people. Woo! I say, Jesus, when you get Jesus, when you experience Jesus, You are a different person. You take out the old clothes and put on the new clothes. So if you feel so be someone who just used to get angry when people see you, you are smiling because you got Jesus. Because you know Jesus, you are different. You are not the same no more. You are not the same in times like this. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus, I say Jesus. Let me close with the words in the hymn that say Jesus is all the world to me. My life, my joy, my all. He is my strength. I say he is my strength from day to day. I say he is my strength from day to day. Without him, I could fall. When I am sad, to him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he makes me glad. My friends, in trial soul, I go to him for blessing. Oh yeah, Jesus. Jesus is all the world to me. I don't know about you. I don't know about you. If you know the man called Jesus, I say, if you know the man called Jesus, hallelujah, if you know the man called Jesus, if you know the man called Jesus, and you experience him, you will walk. I said you will walk. You will walk among your enemies and put your face up. I said, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. Because when you got Jesus, I said when you got Jesus, there is joy. Let us stand for those of us who are still struggling. We are still struggling. We don't know what the Savior can do. The deacons, the deaconesses, the clergy will be coming out. It's time. Don't wait. My people, life is too short. Every day, every minute, somebody dying, young person dying, oh, young baby. We are not asking for John Shadow, but we say, come to Jesus. Maybe you are going through your depression right now. Maybe you have your recovery time. This is the time. Yes. Yes. just remain standing while the deaconesses and ministers standing. Let me just say this. Our other peer recurring summit in Atlantic City, and a keynote speaker said, our mess up. For 27 years now, my recovery, I have not drank any alcohol. But then he told a crowd, he said, you know what happened? He said, I want to encourage all of you, you are not alone. He said, this is a testimony for me. He said, although we go to AA meeting and we say, higher power. He said, but my higher power is Jesus. You can say higher power, but it is my higher power that took me out of the mess. So my higher power is Jesus. Jesus took me from out of the mess. 27 years. Maybe you stay struggling with your recovery. I celebrate with them because I love what I do. Your recovery may not be substance disorder. It could be something. Your recovery may be that you just don't like other people. Your recovery may be you having that anger that you carry around. Your recovery may be maybe you're going through depression. It's time for you to turn it over to Jesus. The door of the church is open. You can talk to any of the ministers, the deacons here. Talk to somebody. Somebody you're hurting, and they are not saying it. Somebody you're angry, and they still coming.